I like the music.
I'll add the music later.
I froze my beer that fucking
that quick.
So I found a new spot in your freezer.
Cold spot?
Since you put all the meat in there, mm-hmm. So I've been hanging my freezer beers out to the right.
It's starting to.
Oh, we should just throw that away.
Mm-mm. What meat?
The meat. The summer sausage.
No, he's talking about the freezer.
No, the freezer.
The freezer meat.
So when John filled up the freezer with meat, not his meat, meat.
Beef. You
know. Okay.
When we got an animal.
Do you mean this freezer right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was putting my freezer beers hidden behind the meat over to the right, and they weren't getting cold quick enough.
Oh.
So I tucked them up to the top where I seen some of the coming. And so I've been tucking my freezer beers there, but now.
Do you tuck a lot?
Yeah. How'd you know?
We are on
the
fucking.
It's going to spill again, honey.
Only when I pee.
Pay attention.
Oh, it's so frozen.
He'll be all right.
You have a bush sickle.
Bush sickles are awesome.
So we're trying out new things. We have video in a new area, and this is like the first. We did a test podcast last night, but we were so fucking drunk that I listened to it today.
I don't feel like you should include me in that
because you weren't.
Well,
you weren't drunk.
No, the rest of us were because it was very slurry. It's like, I don't think these microphones are recording us right. Oh, they were.
Yeah.
And I don't... And it was like 2 hours long. Oh my God. You know we were shit-faced.
Yeah.
Just talking about the same shit over and over again.
What?
I didn't come in until you guys were a good half hour in, mm-hmm. I think.
Almost an hour.
Okay, yeah.
How the... It says overtime number 7?
Like, it's still tied?
Yeah, is there no tie in college sports? I thought.
Do they play quarters or is it sudden death?
How long
so
is
they, I don't know. I thought it went to sudden death, but
how
nobody's.
Long is, for there's oh, been, it's his phone. Oh.
There's been 5 remote. Overtime periods where nobody's scored.
We can put it on. We can throw it on the TV.
No, it's just. I'm just curious. I'm watching.
So how long is an overtime period?
I don't know.
What's it on, buddy?
Is I don't know.
CBS?
I don't know.
This is the most riveting podcast they're going to watch us put something on TV that they can't see.
That's all right.
What did we watch on last time? Like Hulu or something?
Yeah, but it's probably just on regular
Fubu?
Shit.
Most positive is this
Fubo.
One. I like to say it with a long O, Pam.
For Bo.
Boo.
Boo.
Oh, fuck this.
Live sports.
Oh. Maybe... I've not signed in.
Try.
Oh wait, would it be on this regular TV?
Probably.
Yes.
You have the beta version.
Yeah, I mean we get to try all the new shit.
That's all that we've ever had.
Hmm. Bunch of betas.
What do you have?
Well, Christy has the alpha version.
Really? Fucking alpha male, you. Alpha female.
Come on.
Where are the boys yelling at?
Are they outside?
Uh-uh. They're just loud dickheads.
They're one of the dogs. Well, this is handy.
There we go.
NASCAR.
LSU.
Navy. I wonder if they took it off. Oh,
Oregon. No.
Well, yeah, it might not show up. Do you know what channel it was on?
I think it was on CBS.
So do I.
I wonder if they're still...
Yeah. Nope.
Sorry, buddy.
Go to the other one. What?
Illinois scored a safety.
Oh, no. This is it. That's not a safety.
How did they get 2?
Well, yeah, it was a safety.
I don't know anything about football.
So what? A touchdown is only 2 points?
Yeah, I don't know how this
works. What is going on here?
I've never watched a college football game into the 8th overtime period.
Yeah, it says 8th overtime. What does that mean?
So it's each possession. They go possession for possession, but I thought there was a cutoff. When someone doesn't score, the other team wins.
So if you run it and it's 2 points, if you pass so it and
basically
it's three?
You get a possession, if you score, no matter what, it's 2 points, and then yeah, the other people get the ball?
Yeah.
Yes, like at the 35.
So it went 0-0, 0-0, 0-0, and now they both scored.
So now we're in the ninth overtime.
Like,
what?
This is banana. I never even...
I mean, at this point, why don't they just play a quarter?
Yeah, like, what do you do?
I thought that there was a sudden death somewhere.
I thought
like
so
after
too.
The third overtime.
I don't watch a lot of college football sports, so I don't...
We haven't watched a lot of college overtime to this extent.
Obviously not.
Well...
All right.
Okay. Well,
yep.
So that's the Penn State update.
Longest game in FBS history.
Yep.
Yes.
That's what it just said.
Wait,
how do you get?
FBS?
Are they going to go to 10 over? So wait, do they just start on?
Yeah, they start. Yes.
On the 4 yard line.
Oh wait,
what is going on here?
Penn State got the ball at the 4. Oh, so must be they switch.
They switch and they get a shot. They get a shot. Goes back and
you forward. Just have one play.
Looks that
no,
way.
I believe there's downs.
No.
Well, I mean, they just scored a minute ago. So now did the other team get the ball?
I don't know.
What is going on here?
Yep.
Son of a bitch, they do.
Same end of the field and everything.
So apparently, I don't know
what
shit.
What in the fuck is this nonsense?
So if they block it and don't score, then
so if
it's
Illinois,
Penn State's
then
ball?
The other team gets it back.
Wow, that's crazy.
Until one of them scores and the other one doesn't.
Yeah, timeout?
So now what? Timeout?
I've never.
Oh my god!
I've never watched a game into the ninth overtime.
This is brutal.
I thought they lined up, went. The other team got to line up and go. And after three times of that shit,
it looks like they just get one play.
It went to a sudden death. But
okay. Well, all right. Well, okay.
I don't know.
All right, moving along. What are we talking about now?
Let's go Penn State. We are all that shit.
Yep. We are.
Well, you're not anything yet.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Well, I'm glad we got video. We finally got video, and then we just watched TV. So Pam keeps trying to sneak off camera. Like, remember a little while ago, I was like, hey, move over, because you're halfway off the camera?
Oh.
Oh, well. Obviously, in this new setup, it's come crystal clear that I'm going to have to put in some sort of...
They scored.
That's the end of the game.
Duh!
Are you shitting?
Penn State just lost.
Sorry, buddy.
All right. Moving along.
You better button it up.
Wrong shirt. I was going to say, in this little area, I thought of everything, but I'm going to have to put in some sort of smoke sucking out device.
Sorry. Why?
The smoke is like, maybe you guys don't notice it, but it is thick in here.
Sorry.
Well, the curtains kind of keep them in.
No, it was like this last night, too.
Fucking Taylor.
Only one person was smoking last night.
Yeah, but I did it over there, too.
We're all in the same room,
I know.
Babe. But we're going to have to put in something to suck out. I don't know what it is.
Smog hog.
I can't believe that fan doesn't help.
Yeah, I think it helps move it around, but I don't know if it's not helping it get out of the building.
Quit whining.
Sorry.
Not whining. My eyes are starting to burn.
Oh my god, it was about time for me to light up.
Yes,
I think the fan's going the wrong way.
He just wants to open the goddamn door because it's hot in here.
It's not going to do anything.
Hopefully, if we're lucky...
Except make it cold in here.
If we're lucky, the sirens will start again.
Maybe.
So just a few minutes ago, all of a sudden there's all these fucking sirens. Like, and it was like a fire truck, and then it was two fire trucks, then it was like three fire trucks, then there's more, and there's all of a sudden there's like seven vehicles and sirens going off, and they just stopped out front. And we're like, the fuck? Is something on fire? It was a parade. I guess the football team won or something. So
that was
little
cool,
kids.
Though.
Little kids football. So
Pretty cool.
That was probably very exciting for them.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. They're the champs. Uh-huh. Champs. So,
Are we all afraid to talk about the normal stuff that we always talk about?
I don't know if we just haven't had enough to drink or what our problem is.
What normal stuff do we usually
talk about? We usually talk about politics and, you know...
I hate to be a spoil sport here, but you guys are going to have to get closer to the microphones.
Okay.
Well...
And COVID.
We don't need to talk about the school board meeting, that's for sure.
Thank God.
Because that was covered at length last night.
Oh, you...
I'm always too loud. You always tell me I'm not, loud enough and then I'm too loud.
So you dabbled back into the school board
meeting? I have no idea what all we talked about last night, but I know we talked about school board at length.
Uh-huh. And Taylor goes to all those, doesn't she?
She's went to a few.
Okay.
So now you have to watch the school board meeting remotely? Is it like a Teams meeting now?
Oh, it is? I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe it should be.
I bet they wish it was.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure.
Then there'd be an orderly manner in which you could speak.
How about, did I tell you guys... Did we get together last weekend?
No.
No, they went camping.
You didn't come to camp.
Some dickhead stayed home. Others went to camp.
Because it was too cold.
This little piggy stayed home.
Because I got back from, I had to go to this meeting thing. Yes, did I tell you about going to the meeting?
No.
I haven't?
No.
No.
Holy fuck.
I've already heard it several times, so. Go ahead and tell them.
This is theater of the mind, Pam. You're supposed to be like, really? I'd love to hear about this story.
Not tell
your boring ass story again. So,
do tell.
I had to go for it's the organization is called PSATS, which is like the Pennsylvania State Association of Township Supervisors. So they usually have this big conference in the middle of the spring, I think, and it's all these like. Everything from like playground constructors to people that help with grants to snowplow to lawnmower. Like, there's all these booths and you can learn about things. And then the organization as well, like, puts on some sort of class type things to teach you how to be a supervisor about different things. Well, for the past 2 years, they've canceled the spring thing because of COVID. So they decided to have this fall dinner thing. Because it's their 100th anniversary since the formation.
Okay.
So I guess they don't normally do this fall thing. So this is a new thing. So anyways, there's also these resolutions that all the counties put forward. Like, if there's different things you want to get changed in the state laws, you put forward to them. And then all the townships send a delegate to vote on these things. And they needed to do those too. Because they haven't done that in 2 years for what's put forward as law. So it was last Thursday and Friday night, or Friday, in Hershey. So I was chosen to go. I am chosen. I get there on Thursday, and they're having a dinner. Excuse me.
It's very gassy. It has been all day.
They're having a dinner, and I show up at the parking lot. I pull in. I'm just wearing, it just said dress business casual or something like that. So I have jeans and like a polo on. Like,
which I feel is, fits the bill.
I get out, there's just fucking people with suits walking
around.
I'm just like, but
I feel like they just wore their work stuff to the thing on Thursday.
Well, also, I feel like there's a mixture of all the different townships. So you probably had ones around Philly and that they probably do wear suits every day.
Right.
They're whatever. But there was a lot of fucking suits. And I almost left. I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't know this was a suit thing. But then I was like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these people. I don't give a flying fuck. So I go in, and there was other people that were dressed similar to what I was and worse. And so it was okay. But as I'm signing up, and I'm kind of looking at everything that's going on, I'm like, I'm just going to leave and go get like a good steak dinner because I have a bad feeling that this is going to suck. And it did.
Oh, no.
So I get my badge. And on the back of your badge, you were assigned a table, and you had to sit at that table. It must be they wanted everybody to mingle.
Right.
So I sit down at table 98 out of 100 fucking tables of 8 people. So that's how many people that were there. Maybe more. this dude, and I don't know who he is. I doubt he listens to this podcast, and I don't give a fuck because somebody needs to tell him, but I wasn't going to tell him that night. Needs some fucking deodorant.
Oh, no.
Dude just fucking reeked of, like, BO. And maybe he worked all day because he was a working supervisor, and he's an older fella, but he smelled like shit. He sits down beside me. Like, the first guy, I sat down.
He's got douche chills.
Yeah.
I sat down. Another guy sits down. Like, there's a chair in between. It seemed like a nice guy, whatever. And then an older couple sit down over here, and a couple people sit down over there. And there's nobody sitting beside me. And then this guy comes over. He's like, is anybody sitting here? And I'm like, no, go ahead. And instantly I'm like, oh, fuck, I should have said no. Because he just smelled bad.
Yeah.
Nice guy. So he starts talking to me. And everybody's doing this small talk, where are you from, sort of deal, how, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then he says something about, everybody gets talking about elk. Do you have elk? And no, we don't have elk. And all this dumb small talk that everybody does. And then there's, like, speakers that are speaking about,
yeah,
whatever. And so then he goes, the smelly guy goes, do you guys have any...
In a video.
We have fruit flies. In a
video. He says, do you guys have any cats up there? And at first I thought he was like, do you have cats at your house? But
you're crazy cat,
somebody else jumped in and they're like, yeah, we've got some over our way. We see them sometimes. And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, we have cats too. And I maybe to start with, and I haven't quite said this, maybe I was a little bit too excited to have something to finally contribute. Because I was like, oh, yeah, we have cats, too. I see them all the time when we're out in the woods. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, what kind of cats? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not that guy. I don't know cats. Like, I know it's, like, the size of a dog, but it has a long tail like a cat. I'm pretty sure it's a fucking cat. And he's like, well, what do you think it is? And I'm like, I don't know. Bobcat, mountain lion. I'm not that guy. I don't fucking know. And he's like, oh, yeah, so you see a lot of these? And I'm like, no, like two or three a year, maybe. Oh, yeah. And then luckily a speaker started. So I had to turn around because my back's to the stage. So I'm turned my back to old fucking Stinky. And I'm like, shoo, out of that conversation. Yeah. So the speaker gets done. I turn back around. And I can't remember. They brought a salad or something or another. And I'm kind of concentrating on my salad and not talking to these other people. Not that they weren't nice. I just didn't want to. And he goes, so let's go back to those cats.
Do we have to?
And I'm like, about what? So you see mountain lions, huh? I'm like, well, I don't know what they are. Well, they're definitely, you're not seeing no mountain lions. Mountain lions are like 160 pounds. And I'm like, okay. Then they're not mountain lions.
Right.
And also in my mind, fuck this guy. We're done talking. Yeah. Like, we get it. You know everything.
Is that the Stinky guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then dinner's coming.
I know.
And they're bringing out, like, little plates. And he's like, is that chicken? And I look, and I'm like, yeah, it looks like chicken. Well, good. That's all I eat. All I eat is chicken. So I'm like...
He wants you to ask why.
Oh, yeah? Yep. Every meal, all I eat, pepper, lemon, chicken. Or lemon pepper, however you say it. And
never had a pepper lemon.
I was wondering what that was.
Pepper he lemon. Might have said it the other way. I don't know. But I was like, oh yeah? Yep. Every meal, lemon pepper chicken. And I'm like, okay. What do you say to that?
Yeah.
Like, so we eat our chicken. He's peppering me about, he's telling me about this diesel truck he used to have and everything that ever went wrong with it. And I'm like, just eating my chicken. Yeah. And then finally a speaker comes on, and it's like the president of the organization or whatever. And right behind where we're sitting at the table right behind us is the table where everybody was running like the audio and visual shit. There's two big screens on either side of the speaker, and all of a sudden over the loudspeakers. And so I turned back around like, aha, one of these fuckheads has their mic on. So I'm watching. And then the one guy goes, sir, we need you backstage immediately. So then I'm like, oh, shit. So I turned back around the other way because I think there's some shit going down. So the guy comes back out after a minute and he's like, folks, we have a very special treat for you. tonight. I didn't know this was going to happen. I didn't know this person was going to be here. But here to speak to you tonight, the President of the United States.
Stop it.
The fucking place gets dead fucking silent.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Were they all just like, fuck?
And I just wanted to yell, let's go, Brandon. But I didn't. I wish I would have. But everybody gets really quiet. And we're all like, what the fuck? So out walks this dude dressed up.
Oh, no.
Like Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, no.
Speaking in ye olde English.
So gay.
With the accent and talking like Thomas Jefferson did. Well, hello, you know, and I've been dead for 200 years, and I didn't expect to be here tonight. And I'm like, what?
Did he have a wig?
Oh, I should have took a fucking picture. I should have took video.
Yeah.
And so he went, at first I'm like, oh, whatever, you know, this is,
right,
whatever. 45 minutes later, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, Thomas Jefferson just came out and starts going on and on and on and on. And I'm like, this isn't a seventh grade class.
Right.
But they, am I correct, they had people asking Thomas Jefferson questions.
Yeah, way to, you know.
Make it longer?
Well.
Well, it could have been worse.
Could have been Joe Biden.
Yeah.
True. But that's, towards the end, he's like, well, I need be getting back. And if anybody would like, you know, we have a few minutes. If anybody would like to ask any questions, we're available for some questions. And I'm like, no fucking way.
No.
No fucking way. We're not playing make-believe here asking Thomas Jefferson fucking questions. But guess what? We did.
We did.
All these fucking hands come up. And I'm like, no fucking way. So you had to walk over to this microphone. They had microphone stands. Mr. President, it's an honor to get to speak to you tonight. I really liked what you did with the Louisiana Purchase.
What?
And I'm like, these are grown-ass fucking people. Oh, thank you, thank you. And he would go on. And I'm like, what the fuck? I at that point, I almost got up and left, but they were bringing out chocolate cake. So I was
priorities.
Like, I was like, me and old Stinky here are going to knock down some of these chocolate cakes.
He only eats lemon pepper chicken. I don't know.
And then what was funny was, somewhere in here, I got up to go to the bathroom, and I realized you had to get a lanyard for the next day. And the girl was still at the booth, but there wasn't a line. So I walked over and got my lanyard, and I come back in, and Stinky's like, oh, I thought you left me. And I'm like, no, I'm still here. Oh, good, because I was having a good time or something like that. And I'm like,
and you're thinking, aw.
So anyways, so there really wasn't anything else the rest of the night other than, so you met Justin, the Bo's buddy.
Yes.
Well, he's a supervisor from another township.
Okay.
And he was there. So I, like, after Thomas Jefferson said his spiel, the next guy comes out, I'm like, I'm fucking out of here.
I'm done, yeah.
So I get out and walk out. I text Justin. I'm like, I'm going back to the hotel. There's got to be a bar near here somewhere. So he's like, as soon as I can get everybody to leave, because his people were with him, he goes, I'll meet you. So I'm sitting at the, what's that called, where you pull up, like the little canopy thing at a hotel?
Where you drop your stuff up.
Yeah. So I come out and there's a bench on the other side of that. I sit down and I'm just sitting there looking at my phone waiting for him to come out. And this old guy comes out of the doors and he's just staring at me. Like, I'm like, shit, do I know this guy? Like, because there's people from all over the place, like maybe another township or something. So I'm kind of watching him and I was like, hey. And he doesn't acknowledge me at all. He just is looking at me. And he starts walking. I'm like, okay. So I just go back to my phone. He gets a little closer, and I'm like, hey. And doesn't acknowledge me. He just keeps walking. And as he gets closer and closer, Hotel California is just playing from his body somewhere. Like, he had his phone in his pocket or something, and it's just playing Hotel California, the Eagles. And he's just walking towards me, and I'm like, huh? And he just walks right by. I'm like, what? What the fuck kind of weird place am I in? So finally Justin shows up. We go, there's a bar like right across the street in this like strip mall thing. And as we pull in there, I said, it says it's open till midnight, but it was hard to see through the windows in the front, but it looked like there's a TV on or something in there. And then you come walking up to the front of the place and it has two entry doors. They're probably like 10 feet apart maybe, but there's two doors to go in. almost like there's an entrance and an exit, but both of them said enter. So we went in the right one. Not that it matters, but we go in the right one. And then you go inside, and there's a little lobby-type area, and there's two more doors. I'm like, what the fuck? So we go in, and it's a sports bar. And we find out later, there was 87 TVs in this place.
Oh, my God.
It's lined all the way around with TVs. The booths
they're had all on the same two channel. TVs.
They were. There was a football game on.
Oh, yeah, Thursday night football, right?
Yeah. So in the booths, there's two TVs. In the center of the room, there's a couple things come down. There's like four or six TVs around it. So we're like, well, that's cool, you know. So we ordered wings because the little bitty piece of chicken, it wasn't.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. We're bigger boys than that dinner.
You should have gave your chicken to Stinky Guy.
I should have.
It wasn't lemon pepper.
Pepper lemon.
He
pepper
ate
lemon.
It.
He did.
So anyways, it gets to be midnight. And we're just sitting there drinking beer, shooting the shit. And this lady comes out that works there, and she has a paper towel roll over the remote, and she's turning off the TVs one by one. And we're watching her, and we're like, there's one remote for all these fucking TVs? So finally she gets closer to us, and we're like, there's one remote for all these fucking TVs? She's like, yes. That's how I come up with this roll thing. And I can point it right at the TV, and it shuts them off. Because she goes, watch this. She points at the other one.
No.
Fucking half of them go on, half of them come off.
Oh.
She's like, the one remote, they're all the same TV.
That would be horrible.
What the fuck? That's crazy, you know? Like, wow. And so we start talking to her. She's turning off TVs. And she's like, yeah, this place is kind of weird. She goes, this used to be an old strip club. So we look around. We're like, oh. Yep. It has the tin shit on the ceiling, like that. There's the fake column things around the bar. The doors, if you turn around and look, there's a window in the middle.
Oh.
So there was a divider. Yeah. There was one way in. You had to show your ID and pay your cover charge to get in. We're like, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, the guy that owned it killed himself in the one walk-in cooler.
What?
So we're like, cool.
Local history.
And she's like, well, we don't use that just for warm storage now. We just store boxes in there.
We just store dead bodies
nice.
In there.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, my God.
So it gets better.
No.
So the next day is the actual meeting thing. So it starts at 8 o'clock. It's supposed to be over by, like, noon, because I was going to head on to Tennessee, right. But I had this really fucking bad feeling. Well, when we get there, there was a whole bunch of awards and jerking each other off over how great everything is. And, like, they gave a Boy Scout an award for putting benches in a park. There was a bunch of teenagers that build a rec center in a library. They all come on stage and blah, 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 blah. And then they gave somebody an award, and they had a little produced video where they actually went to their township to look at this bridge they built. And it was a fucking bridge. Like a regular bridge, like nothing special about it. Just like, cool, there's a bridge, great. And then another one, they widened out a road, and now it's not a safety hazard. That was like a 15, 20-minute presentation. You're just sitting there like, what in the fuck? But it gets better. So after all that, let me find this picture. You shit your fucking pants. The president of the organization comes out.
There's a dog out there.
And he's...
Is it Ruger?
Is it a big one?
I think it's Lenny's dog.
All I saw was the tail.
So this guy comes out and he says, you know, being a township supervisor, blah, 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 reminds me of a story of the old horse. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, there was this old horse this farmer had, and it was lazy and worthless and wouldn't work right anymore. And one day it fell down a well. And the farmer didn't even care because he didn't want the horse or the well. So he called a bunch of his farmer friends over and they started filling in the well. And every time they threw a shovel full of dirt down, the horse would stand up on the shovel full of dirt, and then he gets out. And that horse is you township supervisors. And at this point, I'm sitting with Justin, and I'm like, did he just call us lazy old fucking horses? The fuck? But what's amazing was there was graphics on the screen, and that story took 20 minutes.
What?
Yeah. And there was other, that's obviously the horse was happy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can show this, if this is going to work up there. we're gonna have to get better technology. But this is when the horse was happy because he got out of the well. There's a lot of sad horse videos and pictures. And I'm like, where?
Like, what are we doing?
Where am I?
What are we fucking doing? So anyways, we go through that. And that story, honest to God, went for 20 minutes with the horse animations. Oh, so then we had to get to the voting for these resolutions. Now, they haven't done it for 2 years. So there's 85 fucking resolutions. Now, the way it should work is the guy would read... I should have brought that book in here, but resolution one, whatever it was like, we want to use different kinds of anti-skid in the winter or something like that. And you have a little voting card, all those in favor, all those against, passes, next one. And we did that for the first eight, and then we got to something about auditors, and they had some conversation about that, and to be honest, it was okay because that was a township issue. And now this starts at 10:30. So we make it to, like, resolution 20 by lunch. And the first one we got stuck on was whatever township or county wants PSATs to ask the state to legalize or decriminalize cannabis. And I'm like...
How is this a township issue?
Exactly. And that's exactly what it said. So some of these resolutions, it said no action. We don't need to vote on this. This is a state issue.
So let's not even talk about it, right?
Right.
Well, it's on the thing, and if somebody wants to talk about it, they would have to make a motion, and somebody else would have to second it. So fucking Bucks County, down by Philly, I think, turns out super liberal. Lady stands up. I think it's important we talk about this. I'd make a motion that we discuss this and vote on it. Another person from Bucks County, I second this. I think we should talk about this. So for the next 45 fucking minutes, people got up and talked either way about cannabis. And, you know, there's a guy who's a school teacher. And a lot of these kids, they're stealing cars to sell to buy cannabis. And then they end up in prison. And you're like,
what?
What? So then they broke for lunch because it was lunchtime. It was catered. And then they spoke for another half hour after lunch. About this, and then everybody voted against it because it's not a fucking township issue.
Right.
And you're just like, what the fuck? So we hum through a few other ones, and then we get to one that says something about we need to make laws to prevent discrimination in townships according to gender identity, sexual orientation, and all this other shit. Yeah. And again, it says no action. There's already federal and state laws in place. And it's not a township issue. Like, there's already guidelines against discrimination.
Right.
Bucks County. I'd like to make a motion that we discuss and vote on this. And that went on for... So, and I didn't...
Yeah.
What I was really not expecting was... Like, I expected the liberal type right. folks to get up and be like, hey, you know, transgender people should be allowed to fix potholes too. Sort of like fucking right. conversation. And they did. But also, other people stood up and they're like, we feel like we're getting discriminated against if we have to accept transgender people because it goes against our religion. And we have religious freedom. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, this shouldn't... We shouldn't even be entertaining this conversation. Yes.
So at roughly 2 o'clock, we got through all the fucking resolutions, finally. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen because... Even if everybody votes for the resolution, it's not like children are making a list right. of shit they want mom to buy at the store.
Right.
It's children are making a list of shit they want mom to go to the store and ask them to start carrying.
Right.
Like, they don't even have them. Mom, could you take this to the supermarket and ask if they could
right.
please start carrying Nutty Buddies? Like, it's fucking retarded. So then this guy comes on. What?
Nothing.
Oh, this guy shows up and he's like, I have a presentation. It was supposed to be 2 hours, but because everything else has gone on so long, I have to boil it down into 5 minutes. And it was about grants and how you can get money through this for different things.
The important stuff.
Useful.
The stuff he actually
He showed right up for 5 minutes and he's like, all right, well, that's all the time I got. This is usually a 2 hour. Like, hit me up. Your information's in your packet. And I'm like,
that's why I'm here. What? That's why we came.
The fuck?
Not to hear about.
not to see Thomas Jefferson, not to listen to stuff that,
it's just not.
It was so, I don't even know what the words are.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Corny.
And these were all adults.
Yes.
Involved. It wasn't like
kids. Like, it seems like if it was a high school thing.
Right.
Even then, it was probably a little hokey for a high school thing. Eye-rolling. A middle school type thing. Right. Like, my daughter would have been like, oh my God, we saw Thomas Jefferson, but it was kind of cool.
Right.
Oh.
It was the corniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Hey, as long as you're going, Big Cat.
Sure.
So that's why I didn't come to camp last weekend. Because I didn't make it back here until, like, I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then I was just fucking over.
And then Saturday was just terrible.
Sure. Well, we started working in here on this. So.
Yeah. By the time it got nice, we were busy and in no shape to drive to camp.
Also, we didn't expect it to get nice. It looked like it was going to be shitty the rest of the night.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're in here and we look outside and it's like sun shining.
Mm-hmm. It was never that warm, though. It never got warm. I mean, the sun was out, quit raining, but it...
Pam, I feel you need your earmuffs on.
She doesn't like to wear them.
But you look so much better when you wear those.
It hurts her earrings.
It's more podcasty. It
smashes my earrings.
Oh, those huge cubic zirconias.
Yeah.
Shh.
Oh my God, I've never claimed they were real.
I got her those for our 20th anniversary.
He
I told
did
her,
not.
I told her that's why we had to remortgage the house.
I bought them at Claire's. Never pretended they were real.
It's funny because I'm the same person. Like, I don't buy expensive earrings and stuff. I just like, I'll buy the hoops that are $5.99 for six different hoops.
In fact, I don't like these because they're so big, but I lost the smaller ones somewhere in the camper. Maybe we'll find them when we... So I've been wearing the big ones just because I'm too lazy.
Here's a good topic.
Okay.
What?
I wasn't finished talking about my fake earrings.
Oh, go ahead. Finish.
All right, I'm done.
Dick. What's something that you spend a lot of money on that nobody else understands? Like a specific thing. Like, I'll give you for instance, is I will spend and buy the most expensive tools. I have to have the Snap-on wrench that's $30 as opposed to the one you get at, like, Harbor Freight that's $2.
Right.
Because it seems to me that it's worth it, even though I can't justify it to other people. Do you guys have, like, a specific thing? Like, it's like some people, it's shoes.
I know what Chrissy's is.
I'm not sure you do.
Clothes?
But I don't buy expensive clothes.
But you buy all name brand clothes.
I buy a lot of clothes, but I was going to say makeup.
Oh.
I spend a lot of makeup money on makeup and, like, shampoo and conditioner.
Mm.
Like, those are my
So why,
things.
Though? What's
I feel like Chris and I don't have any good answers to this.
Yes, he does.
I bet you
does
do.
He?
Yes, he's...
Okay.
Don't let him fool you.
I'm pretty humble. I don't know if I have anything.
A little salt of the earth.
I mean, two trucks combined together are 2015.
Hunting shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh. All right, wait. Okay. Hold on, before we move on to that.
Okay.
So why do you spend more money on, like, I don't know. I'm a click above pert when it comes to shampoo. So I don't know shit about fuck.
Because honestly, I think my hair would just fall out if I used... Because, like...
Probably because you've tried the shitty and tried the good. Yes. And then was
so
like, it's
what
worth...
So, I feel like I have a buildup if I use cheap shampoo. Pantene, any of the ones that...
What do you mean a buildup?
On your hair. I'm what? Sure... You probably...
I'm lost at this.
Like it feels heavy or sticky or...
My hair does not feel good when I do not use good shampoo. And it's been that way for 20 years, 30 years.
So, have either one of you used, like, the foreign one?
Foreign what?
Like, shampoo, conditioner, the body wash.
What do you consider
the
foreign?
The anal scrub.
Oh.
What do you mean? What do you mean foreign?
Four in one.
Foreign.
Oh!
I thought you meant like from another country.
I thought you said foreign. I'm like, what the fuck? They're all made in China.
So growing up, like, you would go in your family shower and there was like shampoo and conditioner. And so that's what I always did. And then, you know, you've gained your freedom and your independence. You're out on your own.
And have no money.
And you have no money. And the first time that you walk into, like, the Dollar General, you're like, 4-in-1, 3-in-1, 2-in-1. And I'm like, oh, yes.
I wouldn't want to use shampoo on my skin. I can say that.
But, so, I know what you're talking about, but I have never bought it for myself. Because one time, I can't remember where we were, I took a shower in Scott's camper. Yeah. I don't know if it's when we went to the races.
Lernerville?
Yeah, or what it was. But we didn't bring any things. We just brought, like, a change of clothes. Hey. And I needed a shower, so I got in Scott and Nance's shower. And exactly what you're saying, there's a bottle that's, like, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, like,
anal wash.
Yeah,
anal
all scrub. The things. And I'm like, wait,
ball wash.
There's one bottle that does all these things?
Yes!
And then I don't know why I didn't incorporate that in my own life instead of being a 3-bottle fucking queer like I normally am in the shower. Well, it's a bar and 2 bottles.
You use conditioner?
Yeah.
Do you?
No, actually I don't.
He uses... He has to do Head and Shoulders, so I get the shampoo and conditioner in one.
But she got the fancy one, the Old Spice Head and Shoulders.
So well, it does smell better.
It does.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Swagger.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. But it's about $4 out of my price
range. It is, see? Chris and I are the cheap assholes. Okay, so what do you think I spend money on?
Piper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no limit there.
But that's not... not the same thing.
No.
It's an item that you... Seems irrationally... You spend money on it, even though other people are like... Like I said about tools. People are like, I don't understand. You can go there. Or, like, clothes. You're like, oh, you could just go and get regular...
Right.
Whatever's.
Well...
Mine was makeup, not clothes.
Oh, I'm sorry, makeup, yeah. you said shampoo and
shit. I said clothes for her.
Oh, yeah.
And so your kid, I mean, that's an investment. You may not understand it now.
So how are you cashing in on that investment?
Well, someday when you can't wipe your own ass, you hope you invest in it.
She's going to be like, ew, good luck with that.
Maybe.
Or she'll be like, yeah, Senekeen Manor at...
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Pam, do you have a thing?
You don't have anything?
I don't think I have a thing.
You buy the best of, no matter what.
Paint?
So you're telling all these people on the podcast you just buy shitty-ass paint?
No, what I say is I buy paint that has held up, is good durability, passes all the tests, but has a good price point.
So you don't have anything that you splurge on, and you're like, I'm just getting the best because it makes a difference in my life.
No.
I don't think she does.
Heaters?
I don't think there's anything.
Not one thing?
You keep yelling at me to get more pants.
You wear the same pair every day that has a hole in the asshole.
Right in my ass. And I have 2 pairs of work pants.
Go buy more pants.
I will.
They're not that expensive.
I will.
If you go to Tractor Supply.
Every once in a while I do the Christina thing.
Yes.
But how about you, Lactash?
Ridge cut.
Oh, yeah. I got one of those shirts I like.
It's tough. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what I got?
Kind of like him.
So, I've got something that I got last week that I'm in love with.
Where'd you buy it? On your trip?
I don't know if it was at Dunham's or Tractor Supply or where it was. I think it was at Dunham's. The stretchy jeans.
Oh, yes.
They're literally elastic.
Dude.
They're denim on the outside, but elastic on the inside. Yeah, you have to see them.
Oh, they're so comfy.
Like, these
I'm
are
like, oh my god, he bought are they stretchy? Elastic pants.
Yeah, feel.
Yep.
They're flex.
Those ones I got, they might be even more stretchy than that. Dude. They're almost wearing, and I can understand why you girls wear leggings now, or whatever the fuck those are. Yoga pants.
Yes.
They're like yoga pants for men that look leggings. Like jeans.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far. Yours are definitely denim.
Well, yeah.
They're denim.
But I feel like it's the same...
Feeling.
Feeling. Like, these fit nice and snug. Yeah. They're not Like these ones I'm wearing right now, they're old man jeans. Like they're constantly falling down. They're just uncomfortable.
They're not the
and
short
when you
ones
go to bend over,
clearly,
like when you're
if
working,
you said your sweaty ass crack was sticking to the chair
it
a little
was
bit ago.
You were falling down, John.
So I needed the I needed a longer shirt too. Which I have.
The Flex are awesome.
Yeah.
I've been going about 2-3 years now on the Flex.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm behind the times.
I'm just going to need like the Flexy waistband.
Whoa, so quit hitting the table, dude.
Fat guys love Flex.
It's changed my life. I'm not afraid to go outside anymore.
Like when I got to the point when I go to the garage, I'd go upstairs and find my worst athletic pants that I owned. Then I found Flex.
So move around.
All right. I'm just going to say I have to pee. So am I just going
to
exit?
Yeah, we can keep talking unless everybody has to pee. I mean, we don't have to go together, do we?
I don't think.
All right. Ta-ta. We'll keep your spot.
I'm going to slide over there and smoke, but I can still talk.
You can smoke right here. Just put the ashtray on the table if you'd like.
You were just whining because your eyes were burning.
I have some fucking news for you. Whether you smoke 3 feet that way or... or right there, it's just, you're the same distance away from me.
You are such a
jerk. Jeez, Pam.
She may never hear that. I'm highly doubtful she's going to ever hear that.
No.
See, this is one of my other fears with doing the podcast in here is when it starts raining. I don't know how loud that rain is going to be through the speakers or through the mics.
I didn't even realize it was
raining.
Is
that rain?
Yeah, it's definitely rain.
It's coming down. It's coming down. I thought of a really good topic the other day. How great is it that Pam doesn't spend money anyway?
She really that's doesn't. Perfect. I don't think she does.
No. I have to, like, force her to buy new clothes.
Yes.
If you're going to sit way over there, pull your mic over there.
Okay. I'm just trying to not smoke you out.
That's fine.
Yeah.
She doesn't. She doesn't. I have to, like, force her to spend money on things. Like, the other day, she says, so we have, like, a little emergency fund kitty. Mm-hmm. Like, most people probably do. So she says something the other night. I don't remember what I said about money or something. She's like, oh, by the way, I took Piper to the dentist on Friday, and I just grabbed a few $100 out of our emergency stash, just in case, you know, it was more than I thought. And I'm like,
okay.
All right. But I didn't have to spend it. I put it back.
Perfect.
And I'm like, well, I mean, it's also your money. It's not like it's just mine. You stole it. Like, but she's super, yes, like, I don't know what the word is, thrifty or...
That's him.
So,
like, I am not
at
all.
I have a difference, Christy and Pam, okay? So, same scenario, only Christy would come to me and she's like, hey, had this expenditure, had to take some money out of our little kitty, only it's a credit card. And I'd be like, no, that's 24%!
I don't do that.
No, but you would.
I would if I wanted to.
If I needed to. Right. I'm pretty sure Pam has like seven... Oh, she's standing over there by the heater. Pam has pretty much $75,000 in credit cards, and she has like $30 on them.
It helps her credit rating.
She will not. Like, I remember one time, I don't remember what it was we needed. It was like our refrigerator went... Oh, it was the refrigerator, I think, wasn't it? And she's like, well... I really want this $3,000 refrigerator, but I was looking at this one that's $1,800. I think I'm just going to put it in my credit card, but I'm just going to pay it off. I'm like, I don't understand.
I didn't put it on the credit card. No. I just paid for it.
Debt to income ratio is very good there.
I'm like, why don't you get the $3,000 one and just pay off the extra $1,000 because that's what you want? She's like, no. Yeah.
And normally anymore, like, it makes sense to charge and pay it off in 6 months.
Right.
No interest.
No interest. Like, why not? That's what we did, like, with the carpet.
Helps your credit rating.
It does.
So what I've noticed we did, it's the beginning of this year, I think. We added the Affirm thing onto our website. And I'm surprised how much people use that. I didn't expect it to be, what that is.
So it's where you pay payments?
Yeah, like when you're on a website and you see like you can make 6 payments of $99 or whatever.
Interest free if you pay it off
for 6 months. So many months or whatever. But what I'm really, like, I expected people to use it. Like, we sell engines that are like $10,000. So I'd expect people to use it for that, or some things like a set of injectors or something's like $3,000 or $4,000. But people actually use it for like $200, $300 stuff all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
But I've talked to a couple different people, they just kind of use it like a credit card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like, fuck it, I'll just do that and then I'll just pay it off whenever.
I think a lot of people have budgets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to spell the word.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, budgets?
John, do you?
No.
There's no
budget.
It's impossible for me to do a budget with business, and same for Pam, because we don't know how much money we have coming in.
Right.
Like, we could have a lot, a little, a normal.
So you're
amount,
making an excuse because you don't have a budget? Pam, do you have a budget? I bet you Pam does. No? No?
Pam, it'd be a lot cooler if, like.
I know all the bills I have to pay.
Pam's budget is be humble and spend nothing.
Yeah.
That's why I hang out with her.
I wish you would hang out with her more.
She's balancing you out?
Yeah, she's
Please hang out more.
No.
What do you mean, John?
I don't. She's good the way she is.
I know, but I'm saying she could help me.
It could have an adverse effect.
I don't want it to go the other way.
She could help me, though.
You'll have a new walk-in closet with a bunch of jeans. And she'll be like, John, well, you told me to buy some jeans.
But you said... No,
I'm a spender. Even if I don't have it, I spend it. It's an honest thing.
You like things.
And what's crazy is when I get things home, I really don't like them. It's like, why did I buy that?
So
I don't feel comfortable in it. Why did I buy
why
that?
Why do they hang in my closet? And
why do you do that?
I don't know.
Does it make you happy when you're buying it?
It's a,
you're like, yes.
It is.
It makes me so happy.
This is so unfair.
Isn't buying things, doesn't it? It does kind of make you happy when you
it does.
Them.
It upsets me.
If you want to be on the podcast, you have to come over here.
Hey, and...
The heater's over here.
Will you grab me a... Oh, it's in the cooler.
In the cooler.
My flannels lose space in the walk-in closet.
All right.
They end
so
up
what,
in the garage.
All right. We'll wait for Pam to come back, because I have a topic. I just thought. Along the same vein. And I don't even know. I'm going to have to think about mine for a minute. What is a purchase that you've made in the past year, less than $100?
Thank you.
That maybe, I don't want to say changed your life, but has made you unbelievably happy. And I'm trying to think of mine.
Less than $100.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't. You're not going to say, like, sex toy things, are you?
No.
Okay. This is a G-rated show.
And it's been in the last year.
Okay, and it's got to be less than $100?
Yeah, less than $100, but we can't... We can. It doesn't have to be the last year. I just was throwing it out there.
$100?
Yeah. Like something that you ended up...
I was going to say my car. That was more than $100.
I was going to say my carpet, and mine was more than $100. And my house. Isn't that stupid?
$100.
Your carpet made you happy?
Super happy.
Well, you could have bought a throw rug.
$100.
Do we need to go higher? $200? Like, because I'm trying to think of something.
$200.
I threw this out there, but.
Do you have something in mind that you want to say?
No, that's
all your.
I threw out this fucking premise, and I don't even have a fucking answer for it.
Did I have to purchase it, or could it be purchased for me?
Yeah, that's fine too. I mean, at this point, we'll take anything.
And it doesn't have to meet the one-year criteria.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I have the perfect thing. Battery-operated bellows.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, that fire.
Oh, yeah, that thing actually works pretty sweet.
And it's a Zippo brand.
Oh, okay, I know one. The swings on the deck.
Yes.
They were only $40.
Yes. Yes.
Perfect, good one. Perfect
the
example.
The swings were
yes.
Very beneficial for us all.
We should You know, we were talking about this earlier about bringing them home. We should like get another one and set them up around the podcast table here, and we'll just be doing this, be really loud.
Isn't that exactly what I said?
Yes.
Thanks.
Oh, great! Because the people that are listening to the podcast didn't fucking hear it 2 hours ago. That's why I brought it back up.
We were talking about it when we were recording. When we were recording, we were talking about it, weren't we?
No. Mine's the best.
We were talking about it earlier, duh.
When we were recording.
No, we didn't. This is the first time it's come up. I keep a list of all the topics we talked about. This is... Swings came up at 54:35. Okay. Not once before. It's tough.
So
I'll tell you one that is less than $100 that makes my life better every day. And everybody else fucking hates it. Everybody that sits down at my desk, they're like, what the fuck? I have one of those roller mice. You know what I'm talking about?
And see, I would like that.
Everybody hates them.
No, I don't like that.
I would like it.
And my hands hurt because I...
Yes.
From doing this all day. Or the roller thing, I can just scroll and the buttons are nice. And, but everybody that sits at my desk is like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
But people that... Chris doesn't sit at a computer all day. You don't sit at... I would love it.
Yeah. Because like working in spreadsheets all the time, you can zip them all over the place. And then if you're doing any sort of like art stuff in Photoshop or anything, it's so easy to draw and move things around.
Yep.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Again.
I would have to like try one out.
Hi, girls.
Hey, girls.
Piper, would you like to say hello?
Hello.
Mia?
Hello. You guys doing
a
podcast?
Yep.
We are.
So we're on the topic of a something under $100 that you've received within the last year that's changed your life that you really love. Do you have anything? You gotta have a whole slew of things.
Mini brands.
Mini brands.
Oh, all right. I don't understand mini brands.
Right. What is mini brands?
Mini brands. They're exact brands.
It's like you take a package of graham crackers and you make it this big.
So there'll be like a teeny tiny little box of Frosted Flakes.
It looks exactly like a tiny little.
Got ya.
And I don't get it.
It's ridiculous, but it's perfect for like the dolls, you know? Mm-hmm.
No. What do you need?
Well, me and Mia wanted to do something.
What do you want to do?
It's a thing that
They were making like a raffle thing for
us. Well, we're almost done. Give us about 15 minutes and then we'll do it, okay?
Thursday?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. So last night, we go to Sheets. Just Casey, Sammy, and I. Well, we went to dinner. First, I picked them up 5:36 o'clock. Casey has her all program. We're going to the Barrel House for dinner. So we pull in the Barrel House.
They have really good food.
It was so packed.
I bet.
And it was like,
isn't it weird that that place is so busy all the time? And it's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Like there's not, it's not like in a town or anything.
Nobody ever talks about it. Or
nope.
And the food's reasonable. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They have a huge menu.
Yeah.
Hey, Piper.
So.
Can you grab me a Keystone?
We had to break it to her that we weren't, because she's like, we're going to Barrel House. We're going to the Barrel House. She was super good last night. Like, she gets to my car and she says, me like your car. It's like, oh my God, if she only knew, it's the biggest piece of shit ever. But hey,
whatever.
You want to go for a ride in my car? So she gets in, go to the Bear House, packed. And I said, well, where do you want to go now? Because we're not going to go to the Bear House. We're going to go somewhere else where we can eat kind of fast.
Thank you.
And she says,
thanks, buddy.
Kane. You want to go to Kane? And I'm like,
you go to Texas Hot?
No. I said, do you want to go to Texas Hots or you want to go to Pepe's?
Texas Hots.
Yeah. And she says, we want to go to Pepe's. So we go to Pepe's.
Pepe's has pretty good food.
Have you ever been there? Subs? Their subs are amazing.
I don't know if it's the same Pepe's as when I was
never
a little
even
kid
heard of
and stayed with my grandma.
It's right
on Main Street at Great Kane.
It's on the corner there, right?
Nope.
They used to be there. They must have moved.
Yes. And it's
down from big... where the Unimart used to be.
Okay, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yep.
So we go there, and anyways, we end up going to Sheetz, and I'm like, I'm going to take her in. She can pick out whatever she wants, you know, just candy or whatever, because she was really good at dinner. We're walking down the candy aisle, you know, we're holding hands, you know, and she's like, oh, look, Poppets. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know what a Poppet is at 2.5? Of course. So she got this little elephant Poppet. We want this. We want this. So we got, yes, Stormy, 2.5, my granddaughter. She's like, yeah. So then we get to her house, and she's got the big, huge one, Piper. You know, the big one, the rainbow one that's like this big. She's got that one. She brings it out. And every time I started to say, hey, I'm going to get ready to go, you know. And she's like, wait, me got something. And she'd bring something back out to me. And I was like, oh, my God. But it was funny because when I picked her up, she's always about him. And it drives me crazy. Like, where's Papa?
Who wouldn't be?
Papa.
Is that what he's saying?
Papa. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah. And so then I said, well, we're... Do you know where Papa is? And Casey's like, yeah, I told her. He's hunting. So I said, where's Papa? He's hunting. I mean, she just repeats everything. It's a lot of fun. But the Poppet thing was like, oh, my God, Piper loves Poppets. I know all about Poppets.
I'm the whole reason you know about Poppets.
Yes, Poppets and all the fidget toys.
I think we need...
What?
I got some requests to add to the sound.
We need both.
Like the bullshit button, the like
sound bar.
It's phony stuff. Yeah. It didn't happen.
Yeah, we need to incorporate.
I can program these three, but
yeah.
What do we need on it?
So, I don't know.
I mean,
it's phony stuff.
That's all I got.
It didn't happen.
I can add onto these other two, but the way this is hooked up, you can have six, mm-hmm. but the way this is hooked up, these three are.
Not that anything she was saying like required.
He's a liar.
But
the Papa thing.
No, I wanted to I'm just thinking.
I think there's a way I can add it through in here, and I'm really hoping this is doing a good job recording, because at some point this stopped.
Did you get
over
it?
Here.
Oh no.
Which is fine. Which is
why?
Fine. This is recording over here, but I don't know.
I mean,
we went 36 minutes and then it shut off, so I don't know. Maybe I'm out of space.
We're at next level.
Oh yeah. My SD card's full. I need to empty the SD card. Oh, no. Oh, well, it's all right.
You're out of class.
Yeah, because 2 hours last night.
Well, I haven't cleared. I thought about it when I was listening to it on the laptop. I should
see. Like,
it doesn't fucking matter.
Right now, I'd be going like, "He's a rock star. He's a rock star."
It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
All right, folks.
It's good stuff. Play the music before we end it.
I'll let the sad music play us out.
Yeah. With the rain on the roof. Mm-hmm. Feels like snow rain.
I think this all worked. Like the video thing seems like it's still going. And then I should be able to just hopefully export this and I don't have to touch it. Just dump it right into. Yeah. Listen.
I feel you've come a long way.
Yeah.
I mean.
Started from the
what's
bottom.
What's next?
Now we're here. Well, hopefully a sponsorship.
Yeah.
And then if we get enough.
Case. Sponsor.
We can quit our jobs and just do this every day.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be a blast?
I would study topics.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Study them?
Maybe we should start doing that.
So, it wouldn't be
maybe
as
even just a little.
In my monotone voice, I'd be like, so today we're going to talk about.
Do you have any items you bought that are under $3,000? Oh, the music quit.
I do.
That's good. All
the
right.
Moral for today's podcast is when going to a public meeting, wear deodorant.
It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
All right, one last time. I start the music, and then we'll just play ourselves out. Wait, I'm going to do this.
Okay.
I got the... You guys can't see it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching.
Yeah.
It's
you saw
very
it when,
professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're out big time now, guys. All right, I'm gonna bring down the.